Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm so excited to be on the show today. For anybody who called in last week, I want to apologize. I was having some technical difficulties and could not do the show. It made me very sad. But I'm here today, so I hope everybody had an amazing Labor Day weekend for those of you that celebrate it. And I want to thank everybody for listening in, not only in the U.S., but all around the world. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you joining me on this journey. So just a few little notes. My TV show, Psychic Medium Tony G, would normally record tomorrow, but it's being pushed back due to scheduling conflicts, mine, not the station's. So that will be recorded at a later date. As soon as I know the date, I will change it on Blog Talk and keep everybody posted. So make sure you're following me on Blog Talk, Spreaker, iHeart, whichever venue you're listening to me through, so that you know when there are changes and you can be informed of all of my shows. All right. So for today's show, I will be connecting with callers as always. I'll say your area code. Just let me know your first name, where you're from, and then either a question or a connection. For a moment, I forgot what I was doing today. It's been a long, long week, folks. A very long week. Okay, so. And then I'll do the best I can to do the best I can to help you out today. All right. So I am going to go to the first caller, and the first caller is 541. Hello, 541. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Camille, and I am in Oregon.
Oh, awesome. Hello, Oregon. So,
hi.
Camille, hi. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I probably have until the end of the week to complete something. I've got to pay my storage company. Do you see me being able to make that happen?
Okay, here's what I'm getting. First and foremost, we're going to do a clearing on you because you have some.
Okay.
You know it. I know it. And we all have it. I clear myself on a pretty regular basis just to, make sure I'm clear. So you feel like there's bad luck following you everywhere, don't you? Like you can't get a dime for a dollar. You would try to give somebody a dollar for a dime and it would turn out wrong. Sometimes things just don't go the way you think, and you might have even made the statement, sometimes I feel cursed or something like that. I just get that feeling about your, in general. So what we're going to do, we have a choice here. We can, I'm just going to start for you and for anybody listening or re-listening, and I recommend, this is a really good one. I recommend everybody replay this show daily just for this clearing. I'm going to say you are clear, I get a no, and we're going to start clearing that. So anybody listening, if there's any energy or anything with you that's not supposed to be with you, and instantly, Camille, I feel this in my chest and my throat. I don't know if you're feeling it or where you're feeling it, but I feel like I was kind of sucker punched in the stomach also. So whatever this is, it really took you by surprise. You felt like you didn't have a voice with it. I get it got you out of the blue, So aside from this, this clearing is started. We're going to clear this. You can come back and listen to this every day and get make sure you're cleared every day or do it every night or once a week, whatever you want. Having said that, will you have the money by the end of the week? You will have the money on one of two ways, okay? You are either going to have to take the money from something else and come up short there, which you're probably not going to be able to do, or you're going to have to find somebody or find somebody, a person that you know that can help you out. Do not do, I cannot be more firm about this warning, do not do a loan from one of those loan companies, which I cannot call by name on the radio, but we all know what they are and who they are. Do not do anything like that. It will end up backfiring. I feel like there's a chance you will have the money, but I feel like if you do, it's going to run you short someplace else. So this is really a big thing of getting your priorities together and making sure those priorities fall into the right place. Now, even though I'm doing the clearing, I'm going to add a bonus one for you because I know you are struggling a bit. So we're going to do, I'm just going to simply ask your finances are clear. No. So we're going to clear that and open that up. Give this all until tomorrow. Like throughout the day and tonight, you're going to feel shifts and you should feel lighter. You should feel relief. And then by tomorrow, things should really be able to take off for you. But, you know, one thing I'm getting that might work for you for this, and I don't know how open you are to this, but I'm hearing like a barter system with somebody. If you offer like, listen, I'll cook meals for you for a week, or I'll clean something for you, or I'll organize this for you, you're going to have a much better chance at getting the money for the storage unit, okay?
Okay.
I don't feel like anybody's going to just be able to want to just pony up the money, but if you offer them something in trade, A, you don't have to pay the money back, and B, they're going to be a lot more in alignment with helping you out in this situation. So just keep that in mind, okay? I feel like it's going to be a trade or a barter of some sort. Whatever that works out to be will be beneficial for both parties, okay? Does this make sense to you?
Well, it does. I mean, I am a hypnotherapist, and I have been marketing and networking so that if I have two clients at a certain rate, there's the money right there.
Okay. So, but you haven't been – okay, so here's the thing. Because I'm a hypnotherapist too, so I love the work you do. Here's what I'm going to tell you. For some reason, you're a little blocked, and I get that. I don't know what it is, but the clearing work that's going on now should be very beneficial and bring stuff to you. And maybe the barter work they're talking about is hypnosis. I'm not really sure, but they're saying that the money's not just going to be given to you. Somebody's not going to just hand you the money. You're going to have to, like, work for the money. But the work will be there. The work will be there. You just have to I don't know how to say this. You just have to get it out there. Get it out there. So if you're a hypnotherapist and you're give me a second here. Okay. Are you're active on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want you to consider this. I want you to consider doing a group Stop Smoking at a little bit lower of a price. And do like a flash sale. Start putting it out on Facebook this whatever night. Today's Monday. Thursday night or Friday night? Friday. Most people get paid by Friday, but you know you can take credit card or PayPal too. I'm doing a group hypnosis for this much per person, or buy one, bring somebody for free. You have to make it reasonable enough for them to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try it, and you really have to put it out on all of your social media, and don't falter on putting it out at least twice a day on social media, in the morning and then again in the evening.
Okay.
And I want you to really just see people coming in for that and do that stop smoking cessation for them. If you do that, you should get a pretty good response from it, even if people don't want to do the group thing. Sometimes people then will book the one-on-one right away.
Right.
So just consider doing that. I would put that together as soon as my show is over, because I want
right.
you to listen to the rest of the show.
As soon as
my show is over, I would consider putting that together, and I would consider just posting it, reposting it, ask everybody to share it, reach out to people you already know. And have everybody just share it, and you might be pleasantly surprised by what happens with that. Okay.
Okay.
And
that
you
makes
can,
sense.
And one other thing I'm getting is you can go to a couple of businesses, and you can call a couple of businesses, and because businesses that have to pay for insurance for people, they are happy if their employees stop smoking. So you can even say, listen, this is my name, I'm a hypnotist, will you please post on your board, make a little flyer on your computer and say, would you post this next to your, you know, in your break room or wherever, that I'm doing this Friday night for people to stop smoking. And on that flyer, make sure you also do like weight and body image, and anxiety. Make sure those two things are on there. You see where this is going, and you might be pleasantly surprised by what comes back to you. Okay, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's time for you to get busy and get growing. That's what I can
Thanks.
Say for you. Get growing. You are welcome.
Thanks.
Have an amazing. You are absolutely my pleasure. Have an amazing week and go make some miracles.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I am going to go directly to the next caller, who is 917. Hello, 917. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name, love?
My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Hello, New York. How are you? How is New York today?
It's a beautiful day.
Okay.
Actually.
Yes, lucky you, very lucky you. So how can I help you today? What's your question?
My question is regarding career-wise. I'm trying to see if you see any changes coming up for me.
Instantly, I hear yes. So I hear yes, promotion, yes, promotion. So whatever this means for you, a promotion can sometimes mean within your company or you're being going to another company that is going to be a higher or a better position for you. I feel like there's something coming in for you that's going to be really good. It's going to come in within the month. It's going to be a change, but it's a strong change and a good change. I feel like you are going to have to make some rapid decisions. And I feel like there is a possibility of to relocate. Now, this can mean one, many, many things. Don't think you're going to have to pack up your whole house and move. Although sometimes that is what happens. It could be relocating to a different branch. It could be relocating to a different company. Okay? So just I feel like there's a very strong move, a very good move. I feel like this move is going to be very powerful for you, and it's going to give you a lot of it's a promotion, even if it's not a promotion in title, it's a promotion in stature. It's a good move, but you're going to have to make some very, very quick decisions when this comes in. I do feel like this is going to be within the month, and I do feel like you are going to have to make a lot of choices with this. Do not be afraid, okay? Whatever comes your way, say yes, 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 yes. I'm ready for this. I'm going to do this. This is going to be very powerful for me, and everything is going to work out. Don't worry about what can go wrong. Only worry about what can go right. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense because, to be honest with you, right now I'm self-employed and I've been, you know, selling things online and business have been slowing down a little bit. And I've been getting this feeling that something's coming up that's going to be different. So I don't know if I'm going to do the two of them together. It's going to be something different. So you're dead on that.
Okay, whatever's coming in, whatever it is that's coming in, now I don't know if it's a complete change of your business or an add-on to your business, but whatever's coming in is very strong, very big, very powerful. Use your power of prayer. Use your power of prayer and make sure that you are accepting everything that comes your way over the next month to a month and a half, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad I called because so it sounds like it's going to be probably a little scary at first, but at least I know that, you know, I should just take it no matter what.
It's not that it's going to be scary. It's just that it's going to represent a lot of changes coming in your life. And when these changes come in, you have to give very, 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 very quick answers. Don't hesitate. Just make the answers very quickly. Say yes, 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 and move forward with it. Don't hesitate, because if you hesitate, there's somebody else waiting for it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for calling into the show today.
Sure. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okie dokie, let's go to 347. Hello, 347. How are you today?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I didn't think you would have called me. I'm getting food. Hi, my name is Katie.
Oh, Katie, getting a reading in the drive-thru of some random restaurant.
Yes.
This is life. This is how life happens. Okay, so
yes.
What are your chicken? Go ahead and tell me what you want to know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so listen. So I am trying to attract.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to attract a new job, right? Or I'm doing a temp job. And I want a permanent job, and I also want to move, but I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with me. I'm interviewing. I'm waiting to hear back from something.
Yeah,
I just want to know,
Katie, first of all, your intention that you're putting out into the world is completely off. You're going for one thing when you really want another thing. You're not. Where are you located? Where are you calling me?
I'm in New York.
I don't mean what restaurant are you calling me?
New York.
Are you calling? Okay, you're in New York. Okay, so I do get for you also, you have to change the way you're doing things. You have to change the way you're looking at it. You have to be so empowered and so into this is what I want, and this, and you're supposed to be self-employed, sweet girl, and you already know this, but you're totally afraid to make that jump, aren't you?
Well, I need money. I do have a side business. I have a side food business that
no,
I want to do on a weekend, like pop-ups.
You know what? No. Everybody says, in order to be in business for myself, I need this amount of money. That is not how it works. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Hugh Hefner started Playboy with $15 that he borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell you right now, if you want it, the universe will provide it. You, whatever it is that you want to do, while you're trying to find a job, get your hustle on. Get out there. Do the side, do the self-employment thing.
Business.
The self-employment thing will bring you so much gratification, so much joy, and you will be in that place. And that energy, opening up that energy for you, will bring other things into play. Whatever it is you want to do, just downscale it. You don't have to do everything.
Everything I want to do.
The biggest mistake people make when they go into business is they think they have to have everything like perfect and it needs to look like.
Yeah, because I'm doing a.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really, really doesn't. All you have to do is you have to get in that place where you say, this is the bare minimum of what I need to do this, and then just do it. Everything else is an excuse that's stopping you from your purpose. Don't let that happen.
Okay, so you're saying to get into a different, but and also to get into a different vibe when I, because I did attract a temp position, which I'm grateful for, but I've been going for permanent positions I'm looking for. But you're saying when I'm doing it to change my vibration or something or change my attitude?
It's your intention. It's your intention.
Okay.
You have to change your intention. You have to change from what you're putting out there, like you said a couple seconds ago, you think that you need money to start this business. You just need to put it, use that creativity for that you use to come up with the business to be in that place where you are finding a way to create the business with the minimum finances, okay? And then have the intention that this is going to take off, okay? And that you're going to be so happy from that, okay? Even if you only do it part-time for a little bit of time, you're going to be so happy from that.
No, I meant to attract. I'm going to do
sense?
That. Yes, but I meant, say I'm looking for an office job also. I mean, like, what's my intention for that? Like, I don't
okay.
change my.
So if you're, yeah, then, okay.
I'm looking for both. I want to do both. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Find a way to find a more permanent office position. So although
right.
you're applying for temp jobs and if one comes through, that's great, but keep looking at permanent ones also. And put out there that you're just going to, you know, I feel like within a month you're going to get a lead to a position that's going to take you to a permanent position. If something comes up in the meantime, take it. But within
right.
a month, probably
mm-hmm.
in about a week and a half, actually. So they're saying about 10 days. In about 10 days, you're going to have that perfect you're going to get a lead. You're going to get like a lead to that position
mm-hmm.
that's more permanent. Now,
okay.
a lot of times when you're working with for temp positions, you're working with a company or something. I'm hearing that if you worked with a recruiter or with a somebody
like a headhunter or something.
Yes, a headhunter. They're going to give you. You'll find. They'll get you that permanent position. So
okay.
consider doing that in the long run. It will very much be worth it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. And
you too. You
too. I look forward to hearing back from you. So your pop-up, don't
yes.
neglect that. You know, we always
okay.
have to feed our,
yeah.
our dream, our passion. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to do that, okay, sweetie?
And believe it or not, I make chocolate-dipped strawberries, and a truck just pulled up with nothing but strawberries plastic on the side.
Oh, love that. Love
and
it.
I'm looking
there
at it.
That is your confirmation. If that
yes.
is not a sign from heaven and a confirmation, girl, I don't know what it is. I really
okay.
don't. Okay, and listen,
okay.
you don't even have to do like a pop-up. There are so many farmers markets and so
yeah.
many different places and festivals
yeah.
that you could share. You know, have somebody who sells
mm-hmm.
wine or something different than what you sell, and you both
right.
you
mm-hmm.
share a little table or tent, and you get it going. That's all it takes. Seriously,
yeah.
that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that simple. Don't think about I have to have this big storefront. Storefronts can
yeah.
sometimes take every business down. It's so
right.
expensive to have that storefront. Where if you can do an online, thing, you are in
mm-hmm.
such an amazingly better place. I love when it's nice to have that walk-in business, but that walk-in business
yeah.
doesn't come quite as often as you think it's going to. Even Godiva. The Godiva stores themselves are
yeah, yeah.
struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time
uh-huh.
I go past Godiva, I'm like, that chocolate is so good, and nobody is in
it
that
is.
Store, and they have two employees in the mall space, which is
you're
super
absolutely
expensive.
Right. Yeah,
so
it
you
is.
Have
it really is.
Where people buy Godiva is at their local stores now, and
yeah.
people will if you do an online business where you can ship. These strawberries and dry ice
yes.
to people for
yeah, that's what
occasion.
I want to do too.
Yes.
Yeah, I do
yes.
want to do
get,
that. Yeah,
get that going. Definitely get that going. Okay, sweetie.
Yes, thank you so much.
Absolutely, you have an amazing rest of the week and go make miracles.
I will. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to thank everybody for listening to my show today. It was absolutely just such an amazing honor to be able to come to you and share this information. I'm going to do one last clearing, and this clearing is for finances again. We're going to clear anything stopping or blocking financial freedom for everybody listening or re-listening. Cool, and I know I need that one. Have an amazing rest of the week. Go make miracles. Until next Monday at noon, with all my love. See you soon.